Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. We'll take your calls about whatever you might like to discuss here at 855-453-PLUS. Facebook, can it cause serious depression? One study is saying yes. We can talk about that here when we get the chance. But we've got Jay Noon with us here in studio from Massachusetts, a hero of mine for standing up against property taxes and unfortunately being cut down with the police coming and taking his house from him after a number of activists from both Massachusetts and New Hampshire came out to defend the location peacefully, of course, with video cameras, not guns. But it worked for a little while, keeping them away for several months. And then they ultimately did come and take the property. But that's not the only property that he's been dealing with. His dad owned a farm as well. He passed away after never having paid property taxes on it over a period of decades. And was victorious in an early 90s court case where the judge actually agreed with Jay's dad, saying that, you know, Jay's dad was asking for the proof of obligation. Where's the contract? Where's the instrument, as they call it in legal land, that shows your obligation, that you signed some sort of agreement saying that you would agree to pay these property taxes? They couldn't show that, so the case got dismissed, and no property taxes were placed on that property after that point, although...
Because nobody would really likely agree to pay property taxes. The services,
there's somebody out there who might. Yeah, there's
the services
arch status.
That are offered by these organizations calling themselves municipalities are generally pretty crappy.
Yeah.
They're either costly or they just don't provide that great a service. Monopolies, as these pretty much are, they're not known for their customer service or their competitive pricing, right?
Exactly. So, Jay, you ended up taking over this court case that your dad filed in federal court after the town of Palmer came back again in 2010 with a tax lien, a notice of tax lien on your dad's farm. He went to court, and let's focus in a little bit more there. What happened?
So I end up with the court case, is where we left off last time, and basically I filed a complaint against the town of Palmer and tax collector, tax assessors, selectman, town manager, the town's lawyer, Peter Brown, that brought the case, you know, into court. He is what I would call, the officious intermeddler, because this doesn't happen without lawyers.
Sure.
So, and they're looking to make money, and they make huge money off this stuff.
Yeah.
Huge money. So anyways, I sued them. I sued Land Court. I sued Deborah J. Patterson, who is the court recorder in Land Court. And I sued them for violating several elements of the Massachusetts Constitution. One being that you must be tried by judges that are trustworthy, impartial, and, I forget what else it says, but it's like Article 29 of the Massachusetts Constitution. And there wasn't even a judge in Land Court. It was a recorder. That was part of my federal complaint. The other part of the federal complaints were was the fact that there was no jury trial. They said that my father waived his right to a jury trial. We wanted them to prove where he waived his right to a jury trial. And to have a judgment of fellow peers before property can be taken, I mean, the whole purpose of the whole jury system, as you guys are well aware of, is the final check on government, so the people can decide whether or not these governments can go do these things that they pass, you know, and want to do. The fact that there was no license, the license is essentially the agreement. In fact, for years, they would come to my father's farm, the local bureaucrats, and they would even go to horse auctions. They would eat, and my dad bought and sold horses, and they demanded that he get a license to be a livestock dealer. Nope, I'm exercising a right, and I don't need your permission to do it.
Sure.
They never wrote him a ticket or nothing. They said they were going to seize his trucks.
Just trying to intimidate him.
Absolutely. They even They even called a place in New Holland, Pennsylvania, the Massachusetts Department of Agriculture, and said, do not do business with Spud Noon. Because he does not have a license. And they said, we like Spud Noon. We'll do business
with
him.
Do what we want.
He pays his bill. That's all we care about.
Yeah.
So anyways, so I brought up all these questions of lacking jurisdiction, lacking evidence of jurisdiction, lacking an injured party. There's all kinds. I put tons of Supreme Court rulings. I mean, I spent hours
and
hours.
You do research. You do a lot of research.
I mean, I got hundreds of hours into all this.
And it got kicked, right?
Yeah, it's dismissed for failure to state a claim upon which relief could be granted.
And, fairly common reason.
Right. 12B6 is what they call it. And it's just, and, you know, if the government brings a claim, there doesn't have to be any claim upon which relief be granted. They don't care. But as soon as you bring something against the government, that's the first thing they go for. And, of course, you know, the judges, the people I'm going after, the lawyers, they're all part of the same employees union, the Bar Association. So they all just a good old boys club as far as I'm concerned. They help one another out. And
so the feds boot this case out, and
yep.
That means the tax lien sitting on that property?
Yeah, right. I appealed it. I went up to appeals court with it.
In Massachusetts, or in federal
appeals court, First Circuit Court over in Boston. And I brought up, hey, you know, basically, in simple terms, how is it that the town of Palmer, who is just a corporation, in fact, they're not even a government, just look at their own documents, they never call themselves a government. They call themselves governmental. You know, let's focus on the
That's
suffix
like
AL.
Like government?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Suffix AL, similar to or like. So they end up literally just doing whatever they want. So I brought all this stuff up to appeals court, and I wrote an appeal. And actually, I had a lot of different people look at the appeal and kind of help me out with it, and people, you know, help me correct some things. And I thought I had a pretty solid appeal. And quite simply, how can the town of Palmer take land without a trial by jury when there is 7 spots in the Massachusetts Constitution that require this trial before land can be taken, before property can be taken? Please explain this. Please explain how it can be done if there's no injured party. The fact that not a single man or woman filed an affidavit stating they were injured or even bringing a claim. This is just corporation doing this. A two-dimensional entity is what I like to call a town of Palmer. It's just a name on a piece of paper. So they and not even a judge. And the judgment from Land Court, as you guys saw when you come down to my house, has no signature on a signature line.
That's right.
You know, it's just a racket is all it is. And
now, that was your house. So what about your dad's
property? Same thing. There's a judgment was issued in Land Court, and it's in the Registry of Deeds. And anybody go on to Hampden County Registry of Deeds in Massachusetts and type in Spud Noon or type in Joseph Noon, and you will find that this judgment from Land Court is there. It's recorded. And the signature line is blank. That'd be like me trying to pay a bill and writing a check out and never signing a check. It's the same thing.
Yeah, who is responsible for this document?
Right, nobody. Nobody will take responsibility for it.
No, I mean, a document doesn't have any force without a signature.
Well, apparently it does, because men with guns came and took his house from him.
Apparently.
So, the appeals court, what happened?
So, appeals court, they said that, oh, we have thoroughly examined all the whatever, and we affirm the...
The lower court,
yes, is what they said. So I did a demand to reconsider, and they said, well, yeah, we're not reconsidering.
Okay. So now what? So that means the lien, the tax lien, for how much? What are they
I think they're like at $150,000 as of 2010.
Wow. So is that supposed to be decades worth of taxes there?
That's from 1991.
Through 2010.
Yep.
And so what now? What do you do now? You're living on that property, right?
No, I'm not living on that particular property. One of my brothers lives on that property. What now is I'm working on another process that I'm not really familiar enough to really talk about on the radio, because I don't want to give anybody false stuff. But this process has to do with the birth certificate and a certificate of live birth. And if some people want to actually research this, it's very interesting. They can go to trustincontract.wordpress.com.
Now, this is pretty conspiracy theory land here. The idea that certificate somehow creates some sort of secret account, et cetera, et cetera. Let's get back into that here in a moment. 855, 453. But I want to know more about now that there's this lien on the property, are they going to try and take it? You know, are they going to move to a tax sale?
I'm sure they are.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you get a question for Jay Noon. He's here with us. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Ryland, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here toll free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. We take that, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. It's working, and it's all thanks to listeners like you. So go and get the perks and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. We got Jake on the line in Central Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jake.
Yes, hello, guys.
Hi there.
I've been listening for a few years. I think this is the first time I've called.
Welcome.
I enjoy listening to the show. Thank you. So I've got just three quick, quick answer type questions, and you don't really need to elaborate. And it's a sort of sidetrack from what you're talking about. But the first one is regarding that school you mentioned, whatever, 15 minutes ago. That
Sudbury School
said is run by this. Yes. How do you spell that?
Sometimes Sudbury. Sudbury.
Okay, and then on the same spelling topic, you've been talking about this site down in Chile or Brazil or wherever.
Yep. Chile.
How do you spell that?
Fort Galt.
Fort Galt. Galt is spelled. Fort is spelled F O R. T. Galt is spelled G-A-L-T, fortgalt.com.
Okay, and then the last question is, I was listening as you were discussing the Ross Ulbricht trial and, you know, for however long that was going on, and what always was in the back of my mind was if he had been on a virtual private network or whatever, something like the site you guys advertised on your site, ProXPN, if something like that was used by him and he was not in a public place, like I think it was a public library, would his types of internet communications have been able to be monitored by the government, or does a service like that sort of typically eliminate that possibility?
Okay, so a little bit of information to will help answer this question. First of all, you're talking about Ross Ulbricht. He's the guy who is accused of running the Silk Road, has been found guilty now in a federal jury trial of being the operator of the Silk Road, which is an infamous underground marketplace where all kinds of interesting things were sold, like drugs and hacking tools and fake IDs, things like that. So they came after him, and they came after him hard, and they busted him in a library. And they busted him while he was ostensibly in what was called the mastermind section of the Silk Road Marketplace. So they actually walked up on him and grabbed the laptop from him while he was logged into the Silk Road. So what you're asking is, if he was using a VPN like ProXPN, would that have somehow protected him, and if he was in a less public place? Well, first of all, yeah, being in a less public place would have been a good idea, and not sitting in a place where anyone could walk up behind you and grab a laptop from you would have been a very helpful thing for him. But the VPN will give you a level of privacy, but ultimately you want to log in through Tor if you're going to go into a secret site like the Silk Road. Usually you can't access the Silk Road unless you use Tor. But if you're the administrator of the website, if you're the person who set the site up, then you know how to find the site through the regular internet. You know what its actual IP address is. And please correct me if I'm misremembering this, anyone who's more familiar with the case. It's my understanding that he was actually not using Tor at the time, that he was actually logging into the site directly, meaning that as the administrator, he knows where the actual site is hosted. He knows what the real IP address is of the site. It's not, even though it's a hidden service on Tor, there's still a way to get into it through the regular internet because you've got a server somewhere and that's plugged into the regular internet. And so that's how he was supposedly doing it. He was logging in sort of through the back door, if you will, of the site. And they had an undercover agent from the FBI who was an administrator of the website who could look at the logins to see who was logged into the site and look at their browser information. And they found that he had a unique browser address, I think, that somehow identified him as, oh, well, you know, it looks like this is probably him logging into the site. So it seemed like he was a little sloppy, basically. So, you know, using ProXPN wouldn't hurt, but ultimately he got busted because he got lazy.
So it seems like, and I know this is just speculation, but and it's a different country, but the ProXPN or a similar type site, if there is one, or similar function. If there is one, could also potentially be similarly infiltrated by an undercover agent. So that would need to be done, if I'm understanding you correctly. Like the government by itself, from their own whatever, from their own Pentagon or wherever, can't bust into something like a ProXPN without having someone on the inside of ProXPN.
Well, I don't know. I can't say that for sure. But, I mean, obviously the NSA has a lot of powerful tools at their disposal. What a VPN essentially does, at least ProXPN, is it essentially creates a sort of a private tunnel from your location at your home or your office or wherever you're logging into it to the VPN server in whatever location. So ProXPN, for instance, has them all over the globe. You can connect to different locations. And so when you connect to, let's say, their Netherlands server, then you go to a website. To the website that you're going to, it will appear as though you are in the Netherlands, even though you might be in New York or Central Texas, where you happen to be. So it's a level of obscuring your actual location to the to the websites that you're visiting. So that's what it's useful for. Obviously, if the NSA were to break into ProXPN servers, that would certainly reveal your actual location. So, you know, there's no perfect solution for privacy on the internet. There are just different layers that you can add in. I mean, even Tor is apparently not perfect in that it can somehow be defeated. There are ways to do that.
But more layers of protection certainly are better, and they don't have the resources to go crack them all.
Thanks, Jake, for your call. I hope that helped. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Privacy is something you have to work at. You have to take steps to achieve privacy, and even then, nothing is perfect. The most dedicated, you know, crew of hackers with a botnet or something like that, they can probably, you know, if they put enough time and effort into something, they can probably have success at revealing information about you or your location, things like that. But all that said, Tor seems to be relatively safe. There's some concerns about Tor. Some people have some questions, like, for instance, how did Ross Ulbricht's server get found in the first place? Well, that was one of the things the federal government never proved during the Ross Ulbricht trial. The main investigator who investigated Ross was never called as a witness. He was never given the opportunity to be cross-examined about how did he find the server in the first place. That information was never gleaned, so we still don't know what the story is there. But yet, the darknet drug markets continue on unabated, with thousands of purchases being made every day.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to join us on the live Sunday edition. We're here at 855-453. We've got Skype as well. You can, if you have Skype, send a contact request to lrn.fm. We'll approve it, and as soon as you're approved, you can start calling on Skype, and then you'll sound a lot better than if you've got a regular old phone. So you can reach out on Skype via username lrn.fm. Our toll-free numbers are 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian, Jay Noon, and Mark. We'll, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, serious depression. Is Facebook leading people to depression? That's what one study says here. According to KTLA.com, constantly checking Facebook to see what your friends are doing could lead to some serious depression. A recent study conducted by researchers at Nanyang Technological University, Bradley University, and University of Missouri Columbia found that heavy Facebook users can experience envy, which can ultimately lead to extreme sadness. The researchers surveyed...
I'm sometimes envious. There's this guy, Jeff Cronin, who posts his dinners up on Facebook. And, man, I am envious of that guy's dinners.
Like he eats at nice restaurants or something?
No, he just really can make a good-sized paleo meal. And so he's instructing people on how to eat these things. And, man, the stuff he makes just looks awesome.
Does it make you depressed?
Well, I suppose it makes me envious that I'd like that food.
The researchers surveyed 736 college students and found that basically if you quietly stalk your friends on Facebook and then realize that your life doesn't measure up to theirs, you feel bad about yourself. Quote, if Facebook is used to see how well an acquaintance is doing financially or how happy an old friend is in his relationship, things that cause envy among users, use of the site can lead to feelings of depression, said Margaret Duffy, the professor at University of Missouri School of Journalism. This isn't just a college phenomenon. I'm nearing middle age and I can relate. This, I guess, is the author of the piece here, CNN Wire. Facebook is a huge part of my life. Like most Facebook users, I have the app on my phone. I check it at work. I check it at home. I check it when I'm out. If I'm in a subway station with Wi-Fi, I check it there too. I'm up to date on all my friends, their kids, and whatever they're reading at that moment. Unfortunately, it's an addiction that I can't quit. Boy, that's pretty defeatist. Like, I feel like sometimes I want to quit Facebook and that I should quit Facebook, but there's all these reasons that it just keeps dragging me back in. Number one is that, well, it seems like you have to be there if you've got a business. I mean, I couldn't just quit Facebook and, you know, lose the Free Talk Live Facebook page or whatever.
Why would you lose the page if you quit Facebook?
Well, I guess technically you would still be an admin of it, Mark, but it...
Yeah, like, you're really not doing anything to make the Free Talk Live Facebook page better. I mean, you're not... You don't... You post a bit, but, I mean, yeah. It's not... You're not the lion's share of the post views that are going on there. We've got a pretty good system for getting it. We're currently sitting at 15.1 million post views this week.
And, yeah, that's pretty
most
impressive.
Most of those aren't Ian's.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I post some stuff on there for show prep, but you were really the guy who's into the Facebook.
If you got off Facebook, mostly what you'd miss out on is flame wars.
No, I don't really get into that many flame wars on Facebook.
Well, you don't call them flame wars, but other people might experience a flame war from you. You know, like they feel like they're talking to a wall, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know what you're referring to there, Mark, but anyway,
I use
Facebook primarily for activist purposes, and I do have a number of pages that I admin there. And yeah, every now and then there's a flame war on Facebook. I'll admit to that, but I used to do that on forums. So prior to Facebook, there were forums, and you get into those.
I think it's the same problem. Just Facebook's a better, more inclusive forum.
Well, yeah, it's easier to access it. I mean, like, you know, you got a Facebook app on your phone or whatever, which actually I don't use. I actually just use the browser, which I'm still addicted to it, constantly checking it. And it's frustrating because I feel like I should be able to cut it out, but there are so many reasons where I won't. And every now and then I'll be scrolling down, which is one of the worst things on Facebook, where you're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. And every now and then I'll pick up some, like, great piece of show prep, or something will come across my scroll, if you will, that makes me feel like, ah, this was worth it. Here, yes. This is useful.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it disappears.
Well, yeah, I mean,
the more stuff gets added.
Yeah. Well, I make a note and, you know, copy the link and then might bring it up on the show. In fact, the Maggie Hassan story that I talked about tonight, I didn't have that in my show prep. I just happened to be scrolling Facebook during one of the breaks. I'm like, oh, this is relevant to what we're talking about. So anyway, going on here with the story, this author says it's an addiction I can't quit. Facebook has allowed me a little window into my friends' lives back home. They have babies. Well, some of them have teenagers. They have lovely homes. And the dinners. Oh, the dinners they serve.
Yeah, those dinners, man.
There are food presentations that look like something out of a Martha Stewart magazine. I watch all the videos of their kids saying the darndest things. I click on their pictures of vacations and exotic places. I've come to the conclusion that Facebook is a lifestyle magazine featuring my friends who are doing it better than me. I peruse Facebook from computer on my coffee table because I'm not grown up enough to buy a desk for myself. My coffee table is my all-purpose table. I eat there, too. Usually hunks of cheese with a knife and no crackers. That's right, no crackers, because I'm too lazy to run out to the bodega. My only consolation is sometimes my friends confuse the words there with T-H-E-R-E, T-H-E-I-R, and T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E in their posts about their lovely vacations and darling children. Then suddenly, I feel a little bit better about myself.
Yes, pathetic.
That is. What depresses me about Facebook sometimes is I don't get depressed about my friends who have dropped out of school and have very successful businesses now and are doing awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that. I'm very happy for them. But, like, I got some friends I went to school with, and they were no different, really, than the friends who are doing awesome. And they're like, oh, been out of rehab, but, you know, got back on, fell off the wagon, you know, I screwed up again. I see that stuff, and I find that sad because, you know, it just hurts that, you know, your buddies that you they've gone two different ways. Some have just are doing great, and some have just are in the gutter, you know.
Well, there you're empathizing with them, right?
Like, no, absolutely.
That's not necessarily depressing to you, but it is allowing you to a window into their world that you otherwise might not have.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know, on Facebook, people are sort of putting their whole life out there, whereas prior to Facebook, in order to find out that information about your friends, you'd either have to have them call you or you call them and them tell you that information or hear it through the rumor mill. So now you know more than ever in the past about what your friends are up to. I, you know, if I see people having fun and, you know, enjoying themselves, I'm, you know, that's great. It doesn't bother me personally.
Yep.
I feel like, oh, cool, you went to whatever place you went to or you had this fun time. A friend of mine that I used to be a roommate with had a birthday recently, and, you know, he's really into, he's a magician, and he went to actually see the magician who inspired him to become a magician. And, like, for him, that was a really cool moment. And that's great. I think that people should be having fun, and it doesn't bug me, but apparently a lot of people, it does, and they feel like they have to compare themselves to everyone else. And that, to me, says that you're just not happy with yourself at all, and that it's not Facebook's fault, right? Like, you aren't satisfied with your own life. Your Facebook is showing you other people's lives, and that somehow you're blaming Facebook for that. It's really, to me, it seems like that's your issue, that you're not happy with yourself and what you've achieved in life, and that you're constantly comparing yourself to others. If you're happy with what you have, even if it's eating cheese off of a knife rather than some fancy dinner, if you're happy with what you have, then comparing yourself to others shouldn't cause envy.
I think this depression envy or envy is really a symptom of statism, because here in the Liberty community, as I was talking to some people this past week at Liberty Forum, and I asked them, I said, hey, you're making a living doing what you're doing. Are you able to survive? Are you comfortable? And they're like, yeah, I'm making good money, and I like it, and I'm making more money doing what I love rather than doing something I didn't love before. And I congratulate them on that. I think that is the most awesome thing. And, like, the one girl I was talking to about this, she just thought that was so awesome, because the people out that, like, the status, they seem to be upset if you're doing better than them, is what I've noticed. Or most people in, like, you know, general population.
Share your thoughts with us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. What has your experience been with Facebook? Was it something that became a problem? Were you using it too much? Because to me, that's my problem. It's not that I'm jealous of people on Facebook. My problem is I feel like I spend too much time there. I think I might be slightly better at it now. I found a cool plugin that actually blocks me from seeing the like notifications on Facebook, which is something I've been looking for forever, because I hate it with the little globe. It lights up, and there's like, oh, here's 10 new things, and 9 out of the 10 are someone liking something. That's not useful information. That's not something that would be, it's not valuable for me to spend my time trying to sift through that to find the actual useful tidbits on Facebook. So that's kind of helped me save a little time, but man, it's still a time suck.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in a convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out that way, and we'll get you on the air to talk about whatever you want to discuss. Also, Free Talk Live, another way to support the show, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And you can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, and Amazon Canada. You go into the right Amazon for you and just get the stuff you want at a great price with free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their products. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. We were talking about Facebook causing depression with people. That's what one study is suggesting is happening, that people are looking at their friends' profiles on Facebook and saying, oh, that person's with that other person, and that's making me jealous because I would like to be with that person. Or, oh, they're having such a nice life. They're going on all these vacations, and look at that food, and I'm only eating cheese and crackers in my den.
I never get a vacation, and I'm lonely and single because I'm sitting at home and eating cheese.
But isn't that really more of a problem with the individual than it is with Facebook? That if people are constantly comparing themselves to others, you're always going to find someone who's better off. You're never going to be the one who's the best off. I mean, there's always someone who's going to be better off and worse off than you. You were pointing this out, Jay, about some of your old friends from high school, looking at them now, and what are they doing now? Some are in the gutter, some are very wealthy. And, you know, even if you are extremely wealthy, that doesn't mean you're better off than the people who are less wealthy. You might be, the person who's less wealthy than you might be more happy than you are, because certainly money doesn't necessarily lead to happiness. There's plenty of very wealthy people who are angry and bitter and depressed themselves, because with a bunch of money can come a lot of problems that you otherwise wouldn't have. So it seems to me like the blame is being placed on Facebook for this, but I think the blame really belongs in the people, you know, the people who are jealous and envious, period. Because I think they would be jealous and envious even if it wasn't for Facebook.
Facebook's a communication tool, and that's all, right? Like, so you can use it and you can misuse it, and if you're going to be depressed because you're at home eating cheese, you're going to be depressed whether Facebook is there or not, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do the people that are sitting home, like according to this article, this guy is sitting at home eating cheese and not eating crackers because he's too lazy to go to the store to get crackers. Is that guy going to be elated in imagining his friends are doing the same thing with him in a world without Facebook? Because it seems like that's not true, right? Like if you're sitting at home eating cheese with a knife and no crackers, that's probably a problem with you and not with Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's, you know, blaming Facebook. There's a lot of things we can blame Facebook for, and I think there's some legitimate critiques about Facebook and how it has, in a lot of ways, overtaken some people's lives. But that's, you know, that's again a problem with willpower and not so much Facebook. They've made an attractive product. They've made a product that rewards you mentally for going to their site. You know, if you're someone who, you know, like me, and I'm guilty of this, it's satisfying to see those notifications pop. Oh, there's something new. It's like the email box. Before Facebook, I had a problem with sitting in my email box. So to some extent, Facebook has actually gotten me out of my email box, but it hasn't solved my problem because now I actually don't answer as many emails as I probably should because I'm on Facebook too much. But I used to, my complaint used to be that I was constantly waiting for new emails to come in. Like I would be doing my business during the day of calling radio stations to promote Free Talk Live, and I'd be constantly looking in my email box to see if there was new emails coming in, because there's something, it's like an addictive thing where, you know, I don't know if it's like a crack addiction or something like that, where you it's your next fix. Oh, there's something new
in there.
It's
the rat going to ring the bell to see if he can get the food out of it again.
Yeah.
Basically, that kind of thing. By the way, comparing your life to other people, somebody has to be the best off, so I'm just going to go ahead and be that guy.
Good for you, Mark.
Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations.
There are some people I found in life that are always looking for reasons to complain, reasons to be depressed.
Yeah.
So what Facebook has done is provide a platform for them people to basically express this, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. There are, again, it is all about your mindset. If you are a negative person, then, well, what a surprise.
Facebook is so ubiquitous, we just got to blame things on it now, right? Mm. The world is so much worse than it was 5 years ago, it must be Facebook's fault.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think Facebook has helped the world. I mean, obviously, people think it's valuable. They spend a lot of their time there. It's connecting people who otherwise wouldn't necessarily have the same level of connection. I think it's important.
I've got to say, as the owner of a website, I'm not really thrilled with Facebook and the way it's kind of kicked us in the pants as far as our message forum on Free Talk Live. Basically, we lost our message forum, which was...
It's still there.
Yeah, well, yes, it's still there, but it doesn't have the attendance that it did in the past. And frankly, before it had the attendance in the past, we really took it for granted and called them a bunch of trolls. They're still a bunch of trolls, just, you know, not nearly as large of a bunch.
Yeah, it's true. So anyway, that's pretty much all I have to say on that, unless you guys have something to add about Facebook. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-453. There's news out of Canada, RT.com, reporting on a 38-year-old Canadian citizen facing up to a year in jail and a fine of up to $25,000 for refusing to unlock his cell phone and therefore obstructing an in-depth security screening by Border Service officials at the Halifax airport. Elaine Philippon from Sainte-Anne-des-Plaines, Quebec, has been detained and charged with, quote, obstructing border officials, unquote, after he refused to provide his BlackBerry phone password to Canada Border Service.
Somebody has a BlackBerry still? That's awesome.
Officers,
good
upon
you,
his
buddy.
Arrival from the Dominican Republic this week, quote, Philippon refused to divulge the passcode for his cell phone, preventing Border Services officials from their duties, said the Canada Border Services Agency. It was not announced why the Quebecan was selected for an in-depth examination, but the agency says the Customs Act allows border officials to examine, quote, all goods and conveyances, including electronic devices such as cell phones and laptops. As a result, the man was charged under Section 153B of the Customs Act, 153.1B of the Customs Act, after being let out on bail and having lost the privilege of using his seized cell phone. Philippon is to appear in court in May to face charges that could see him barred for up to a year, that's in jail, and up to a $25,000 Canadian fine. Philippon told local media he would fight the charges, saying he refused to provide the password because his smartphone data is, quote, personal, unquote. Going on here, a Border Services spokesperson wrote in an email to the CBC, quote, officers are trained in examination, investigative, and questioning techniques. To divulge our approach may render our techniques ineffective. Officers are trained to look for indicators of deception and use a risk management approach in determining which goods may warrant a closer look. Philippon's case may make him the first person in Canada to test the depth and scope of the applicable law. This is a question that has not been litigated in Canada, whether they can actually demand you hand over your password to allow them to unlock your device. Rob Curry, director of the Law and Technology Institute at the Schulich School of Law in Dalhousie University, told the CBC, quote, it's one thing for them to inspect it. It's another thing for them to compel you to help them. And I think this is going to be a pretty important case there in Canada. We know that similar rules are in effect in the United States, where at border checkpoints, or at least at customs, I'm not sure about border checkpoints, but at least with customs and international airports, they are supposed to be allowed to go through your electronic devices. And I believe there was a court case that said that they could force you to use a fingerprint to open your cell phone up, but that they couldn't force you to divulge a password. Now, if I'm misremembering, please, call in to correct me. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but, you know, this seems like a clear violation of privacy. Why would it really matter what electronic things are on your phone? I mean, if there was something really secretive that you wanted to keep a secret, that you didn't want government agents to find out, you could just send it to yourself via, you know, some sort of encrypted service online and then retrieve it when you get to the destination. There's no file, no digital file that needs to be carried on your phone, whatever that might be, you know, a book of passwords or, whatever secretive thing you've got. You don't have to keep it on your phone, so they're only catching the lazy people. Whatever it is that they're trying to find here, they're only going to catch the people that don't know their technology.
Right, they're not catching the terrorists. Once again, they're only hassling citizens. They're not catching terrorists.
Laura's in South Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Laura.
Hi there. I know that you guys have moved on, but I was going to actually go back to the Facebook comment that you guys were making. First of all, I'm normally kind of well-spoken, but I'm going to come across as an idiot because I'm nervous being on with you. But,
Laura, you got to do it fast, though. We're right at the end of the show, so do like 20
okay.
seconds.
Okay. I love the correlation that you made between statism and individualism, with people being envious of other people on Facebook instead of being accountable for their own happiness. They're just envious of other people. I just thought that was a great point.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your call tonight. We are out of time, but join us again tomorrow. And Jay Noon, thanks for stopping by tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
We'll look forward to seeing you again here in New Hampshire, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yes.
All right, more coming up here tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I was
would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.